HIV/AIDS among Russian street kids is worse than expected. One ministry gets closer to a million-man march of sorts, and a Christian humanitarian group seeks help in raising the roof. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Russia, where the church is preparing to reach out to the 1.2 million street kids and the thousands that are infected with HIV. Russian ministries just completed two conferences to confront HIV and children at risk. Russian ministries' Anita Danica says the situation is just horrifying.
In one report, there was a random survey of street children ages 15 to 19 in St. Petersburg. 37% were HIV positive, and an orphanage, the increase was 67% of those samples.
Ministries are committed. Danica says national child welfare reform will help. Financial aid will allow poor Christian families to get involved.
It makes all the difference in the world into what kind of home the child goes. It is Christians who have so much love for children and want to express the love of Christ. And these opportunities have not opened to this extent before.
As children come to Christ, it can't help but reduce HIV infection. Next, Global Advance's David Shibley says they're nearing a milestone of training their millionth man. The ministry's equipping 1 million pastoral leaders with the hopes of challenging them to plant 1 million new churches. Shibley says they're likely to reach that goal in 2007.
We are poised now to literally double the number of our conferences next year in the developing nations, 25%. Of our conferences next year will be led by nationals, wonderful men of God who have led the way in their nations in presenting the gospel and in church planting.
Shibley urges prayer as the team implants Great Commission vision.
You see a very rapid acceleration now toward that millionth man. And as one of our wonderful brothers in Africa said to me, Dr. Shibley, your millionth man, we believe, is in Africa. I believe that as well. And I see that God is raising up this wonderful mission force to take the gospel to the ends of the earth.
You're listening to Mission Network News. International aid is influencing faith, health, and quality of life, one village at a time. In an extremely remote and poor region of Honduras, God is working through International Aid's Befriend a Village program. International Aid's Miles Fish explains what happened.
One opportunity led to another, and it eventually led to the Honduran government offering us a grant to conduct what they call a community-based healthcare program. In then it was 24 villages. Now it has expanded to 38 villages.
Fish says they're working together with local churches and village leaders and seeing great success. It began through the government seeing IA's work and how it meets critical needs.
So they extended the invitation to us, and then we've kind of taken what they requested and have built on it so that it's really become a very effective program, not only to address the health issues in those communities, but for us to have the opportunity to express who we are in Christ and to proclaim the gospel.
Meanwhile, last month we told you about the Evangelical Free Church Mission's Church Leadership Training Project in the Congo. Funds were critical to see a print shop project support the success of the training. Well, today the church reports that over $18,000 came in for the Congo Risograph Project. Now they'll be able to print materials for leadership training as well as training in other ministries like HIV/AIDS, medical ministry, community health evangelism, and discipleship. And the Global Aid Network Pennsylvania Distribution Center is critical to their international evangelical aid ministry. However, the facility has a critical roof problem. Left unrepaired, damage to warehouse contents is likely, and further deterioration to the roof will eventually cost even more. That could cause a disruption of distribution. GAIN is raising funds for the repair and is looking for work teams. Go to our website to learn how you can be a part of this vital renovation team. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.